individual, please.
Item 976, request of Jackson McKibben to address council regarding problems for all around Northeast Portland metropolitan area.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I don't know why they said Northeast Portland and never put that. But my name is Jackson McKibben. Is that all I need to say, right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, cool.
You're good to go.
So the main reason why I wanted to come here, actually what made me come here is, so I live downtown Portland, and I'm sure everyone here can agree that just going grocery shopping or going into everyday businesses, they're surrounded by homeless people, and these homeless people will be, waving around weapons or things made in the weapons or just being kind of a nuisance right outside of the door, and I've actually almost gotten hit with certain objects, and it's made me feel very uncomfortable. And they're American citizens. They have rights to, you know, the streets too, but I think there should be limits set on how close they can be, because it's uncomfortable when you spend $150 on groceries and you come outside and you have people harassing you about money and stuff. It's not okay. I think that what you guys did with the construction this year for the roads did not help at all. I think painting lines and filling potholes, whatever happened with these, nothing helped anything improve. It was like traffic just got worse than already what it was, and nothing's gotten fixed. As a driver every day, I drive for work, I see people drive 5 to 10 miles per hour under the speed limit, which is unsafe and unreasonable, and they'll be in the fast lane sometimes. These people need to be ticketed just like a speeder would. And also, I just want to say that I feel as though government has turned into the plague of man, and that, you know, our freedom as a citizen is directly proportioned to my ability to control my government and to not let my government control me. And I feel uncomfortable that every day I see more and more that government officials overspend, they put the city in debt, and then they try to further tax the American people, put tolls on the roads, and I think it needs to be known that American citizens can throw out government officials. You guys are my servants under the Constitution. And I think that with what you guys say before you get in the office and what you do when you're in office needs to line up, truly. And I think there's a lot of mind control going on in this country. I think that we don't have a true freedom of the press. I think that we have a controlled owned press. The same people that own the money own the press. And in this country, it is God, man, Constitution, government, public servants, and the lowest case in statute law. So I think I believe that there are some elected officials in this country today that are absolutely opposed to freedom, which means free enterprise, which means economic opportunity, which is everything that America stands for. And I believe that they are bent on giving this country away and wiping this country out and putting this country under so that we have a one-world government under communism. And I believe that they have a mighty force rising up against them.
Thank you.
Thank you.